Continuing with the top five, India has accused Pakistani troops of attacking border posts in the southern regions of Indian-controlled Kashmir. New Delhi says Pakistani forces fired mortars on at least 50 Indian border posts overnight. It says one guard was killed and six injured in the incidents. The violence comes after India's home minister visited the region to review security. The attack has been described as the most serious violation of the 2003 ceasefire between the two neighbors in the past decade. Our correspondent from Islamabad, Kamran Yusuf, joins us now to tell us more about this. Well, Kamran Yusuf, as our report indicates here, the most serious violation of the 2003 ceasefire. Is that the case, and what is to come of that as repercussions?
Well, certainly, this ongoing tensions between Pakistan and India along the line of control, which is a de facto border dividing Kashmir into two. Is certainly a serious ceasefire violation since the two countries agreed back in 2003 to hold their guns. As India obviously accused Pakistani forces of violating the ceasefire, not only along the LOC but also on the international border, Pakistan Army also today issued a statement rejecting Indian allegations, and instead they accused Indian forces of intensifying the ceasefire violations along the line of control and also along the international boundary. But the main question is that both sides, this latest tension between the two countries have started in following the incident that took place earlier in August when Indian Army accused Pakistan Army of killing at least five of their soldiers in the disputed region of Jammu and Kashmir, although the Pakistan Army also denied that charge. The main problem here is because there is no access to media or any other independent parties over there, so it is very difficult to ascertain the clear facts that who actually is behind in these ceasefire violations. At the moment, both sides, of course, are blaming each other, but it is very difficult to really verify that who is actually responsible for this ongoing tensions.
And quickly, if you can, you know, there's a new prime minister in Pakistan there. Has he indicated anything that may go or point towards some type of reconciliation here in order to reach a solution to this decades-old conflict?
Well, the new Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who took over following the election victory in May this year, has a very clear position, and he has a number of times said that despite the ongoing tensions, he wants to go extra mile to improve ties with India. He also had a meeting with the Indian Prime Minister last month in New York at the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session, where the two Prime Ministers also agreed to lower the temperature and directed their respective militaries to work out a solution for these crises. As far as the Pakistani Prime Minister is concerned and his government is concerned, they are very clear that they want to improve ties with India. They also want to resolve the long-standing disputes, but also the Pakistani analysts and the critics also believe perhaps that India is not willing at this point in time to reciprocate the peace overtures of the Prime Minister because of their domestic politics and the forthcoming elections in India.
Thank you very much for that. Kamran Yusuf there from Islamabad. Thank you.